Welcome to Spirit and Truth. I'm Pastor Lawrence McKinsey. This is a live program, and we are ready to receive your call. We believe God for you and your family. We believe that God can set you free because He is a miracle-working God. Listen to me carefully. God wants you to be healed. God wants you to be delivered. You can reach us right here at WCNO 772-221-1100. Amen. Hey, good afternoon or good morning, each and every one of you on this beautiful Saturday as we give God thanks and praise. For the Lord is good and His mercies endure forever. Welcome to the program. Amen. Right here on WCNO 89.9 FM, the program. Yes, I'm Spirit and Truth with Pastor Lawrence McKinsey. Amen. From the Word Church right there in Port St. Lucie. Now, we have with us on today, amen, a very dear friend of mine. Amen. I know him for quite some time. Amen. In the person of Pastor Anthony. Good morning, sir, good afternoon, sir, and welcome, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you inviting me here. It's just an honor and privilege for us to be here and just representing Christian Love Fellowship Church in Deerfield Beach. And it just been a great time, a great ride. Looking forward to hanging out with you for the next half hour or so. Just having a good time in the presence of the Lord here.
Amen. Amen. So what's really taking place down there, your ministry, Christian Life Fellowship Church, amen, there in Deerfield Beach?
We just been rocking and rolling. We went
rocking and rolling. I love that. Go ahead.
We went through a period of some pain and hurt through our church, through our personal lives and everything. But, you know, our church was actually started in 1980 on August 10th, which was last week.
Wow.
We celebrated 45 years in ministry.
How could I miss that?
And my mom and dad actually started our ministry back then. And my wife and I took it over in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been having a great time.
Amen.
And just spending time with the Lord, spending time with God's people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And, we've had to move around a few times.
Yes,
but,
sir.
God is blessing us. We're settled in.
Amen.
And we love the community. We love being out in the community. We love ministering to people. We love helping people.
Yes, sir.
And there's so many people that have needs today.
Yes, sir.
That a lot of people just overlook and bypass because it doesn't really affect them. It doesn't touch their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't see it, but we want to help the marginalized. We want to help the ones that the Bible refers to as less than, because we don't think they're less than, and God doesn't think that they're less than.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
we want to let them know that someone's thinking about them and cares about them.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, sorry, Pastor Anthony, amen. I tell you, Senior Pastor of Christian Love Fellowship Church right there in Deerfield Beach, amen. We want to welcome those of you listening. Listen, we are here to pray for you, Pastor Anthony, going to be doing the prayer. I want you to listen. Don't be afraid to reach us right here. Amen. WCNO 89.9 FM. Let me just put out the phone number right now. 772-221-1100. Sorry. 772-221-1100. We are here to pray with you. Pastor Anthony, I'm telling you, I know him a long time. You heard him. He said that he took over the ministry, amen, from 1989. Is it? Sorry.
The church started in 1980.
In 1980, yes, sir.
We took it over in 2003.
Amen. The Lord is worthy to be praised. Listen, I know them well. I tell you, his daddy, I tell you, a really man of God, a man who hear from the Lord, his mom, a really awesome woman of God. And so we are here to pray with you. Yeah, listen, we want to connect your heart with the Lord. We want to connect you. Listen, we want to encourage you. We want to be there and stand with you as we pray for you today. And so we're going to let Pastor Tony lead us into prayer. Listen, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to call. I encourage you to call today. I encourage you to call wherever you may be right now, whatever you may be facing right now. Listen to me carefully. We want to pray with you. We want to stand with you on this day. Listen, the Bible said God did not give you the spirit of fear, but amen, a sound mind. Amen. And so today, Pastor Tony, sir, I'm just going to ask you, sir, just to pray, sir, as the Lord leads you, sir, to pray, sir.
Lord, we just come before you so humbly today, Lord God. As we're in your presence, Lord God, wherever we are, Lord God, you are there in our midst, Lord God. The church is not a building. It's not a facility, Lord God. The church is the people, Lord God. And we just thank you that your presence is here, that your power is here, that your anointing is here with us, Lord God. Your anointing is what breaks yokes, Lord God. Your power and your anointing heals bodies, heals minds, heals hearts, Father God, Lord. So many people go through so many different things each and every day in their lives. Some are physical, some are emotional, and it just the hurt is real, Lord God. And we just pray, Father God, Lord, for your spirit to minister to everyone that is listening today, Lord God. Everyone, Lord God, that is just crying out to you today for help, for answers, for peace in their lives, Lord God. We just thank you, Father God, Lord, that you minister to them, that you touch them, Lord God. We just pray, Lord God, that you change lives today, Father God, Lord. Father, we want to get closer to you today, Lord God. We want to, Father God, Lord, enjoy your presence, Father God, Lord. We want opportunities, Lord God, just to pray, just to encourage, just to reach out, just to reach in to someone's life, Father God, Lord, and let them know that God cares about them. And Father, we are just so grateful that you are in our lives, Lord God, that you move and breathe in us, Lord God. We are grateful that you work in us, Father God, Lord, and we allow you to do that so then you can work through us, Father God, Lord. Thank you for helping us first, Lord God, so we can help others, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, that as your spirit move and breathe, Father God, Lord, that lives, Father God, Lord, will be changed, Father God, Lord. You will change, Father God, Lord, our bodies. You will change our minds, Father God, Lord. If need be, Lord, you will even change the way that we think, Father God, Lord, because you are the greatest of greatest helps, Father God, Lord. And we just thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And thank you, Pastor. Listen, you can reach us right now, 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Pastor Anthony, amen, is here. Amen. He wants to pray for you. He wants to pray with you. We are here. Amen. We are here to encourage you. We are here to let you know that all is not lost, amen, that the Lord is still, amen, he's still with us. And so, Pastor Anthony, I'm telling you, listen, there are so much things are taking place now today, and folks, so, I mean, it's like they just want to give up, discourage, and even too, sometimes me too, you know, although I pray for people, but sometimes even though I go through things too, amen, and so we all need a word of encouragement, we all need somebody to pray for us, sir, amen. Yes, sir, talk to me, sir.
I've learned over the years that sometimes I'm good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a great day. I'm having a great week. I'm having a great month.
Mm-hmm.
And you can almost think, well, you know, you can come into me and go, hey, you need prayer for anything, my brother? And I can go, no, I'm really good.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happens is the devil's going to come,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to attack those that are closest to you,
mm.
because for me, that gets me a little bit more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like right now, my mom's going through some physical stuff,
yes.
and we've been praying and believing for her. And we had the elders go right to the hospital and pray for her. And
yes.
she was able to come home the next day.
Mm.
And I know that's all because of God.
Yes, sir.
But that, even that, if it's not you and it's someone else,
mm-hmm.
it wears on your mind, mm-hmm. it wears on your heart, it even mm-hmm. wears on your spirit a little bit.
Because mm-hmm.
you can get discouraged because it puts us in a place where we have to trust God.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have faith in God because I can't fix her.
Mm, yes, yes.
I can't make her better. I can't make the pain go away. Mm-hmm. She's having like tremendous pain in her back.
Yes.
And I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do any of those things, but I have to rely on God in those situations, in those circumstances. And a lot of times God just reminds us, I can't,
mm-hmm.
but he can.
Amen, amen.
And that's such a great comfort, too, because he can.
He can, amen, amen. Listen. You can reach us right now, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. God can do it, amen. God can heal you. God can set you free. God can do just what he said he will do. Listen, don't be afraid. You can reach us right now. Pastor Tony is here. I'm here. We're here to pray with you. We are to stand in the gap for you. Don't be afraid. Listen, the enemy wants you to don't call. Amen. The devil wants you to don't call. Listen, but listen to me. Listen to me carefully. Please listen to me carefully. Don't let nothing stop you today, amen, from trusting in God. And as we pray for you or pray for your family or whoever it may be, amen, we believe that God will do just he said he will do. Now, Pastor Tony, sir, I don't know what you're feeling right now, sir, but in your heart, in your spirit, sir, if you want to pray, sir, for whatever situation or whatever condition or for somebody or family or marriage or children, whatever, sir, go ahead, sir, and pray, sir, or whatever you have on your heart, sir. Amen.
You know, so many things go through our mind during the week, and we have to deal
with... Yes, caller. Hello, you on the air.
Yes, please. Asking you pray for me. I pray for my Lisa Hilby. This is the third time she gone into mental hospital.
Okay, ma'am.
I pray for my sister. and I understand what you taught me.
Amen. She said, Pastor, did you hear what she said, sir? Or she say, must pray for her niece. She went into mental health care, something like that, and also pray for her sister. There's a situation that's taking place. Amen. Amen. Pastor.
Pray for myself, the demons is roaming in my place, making all these noises.
She said there is a demon in her place, making all sorts of noise, Pastor Tony. Okay, ma'am. Thank you very much. We're going to let Pastor Tony pray for you right now. Pastor Tony.
Thank you.
Father, we just come before you right now, Lord God. We lift up, Father God, Lord, this niece, this sister, Lord God. We lift up this situation at home, Lord God. We put these things into your care. We put these things into your trust, Lord God. We thank you, with Father God, Lord, for helping the niece through the things that she's going through, Lord God. Help clear her mind, clear her heart, Father God, Lord. Give her favor, Father God, Lord. With any doctors, staff, Father God, Lord, any facility that she has to go to or be in, Lord God. Father God, Lord, we just pray for this dear sister, Lord God. We just pray for, Father God, Lord, for healing. We pray for direction, Father God, Lord. We pray for guidance into her life, Lord God. And Father, these things that are going on in this home, Lord God, Father, these things that are causing these distractions, Father God, Lord, we just pray for these things to be removed. We pray for these things to be gone. These powers have no rights. They have no privilege. They have no place over our sister's home, Father God, Lord. Father, we give all these things. We hand all these things up to you, Father God, Lord. We put them into your hands, into your trust, Father God, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, that your Father God, Lord, are going to minister to each and every one of these things, to these family members, to these loved ones, Father God, Lord. And you're going to minister to our dear sister, Father God, Lord. We thank you, Father God, Lord, for a peace right now in this home, Father God, Lord. We thank you, Father God, Lord, for our dear sister, Father God, Lord, to have your peace from above, Father God, Lord, your peace that goes beyond our understanding, Lord God, your peace that surpasses anything that we can understand in the natural, Lord God. We just thank you, Father God, Lord, that you move and breathe upon her, Father God, Lord, and help her right now. In Jesus' name, we just ask and pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, caller. God bless you. Amen. Listen, you can reach us right here, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Pastor Anthony, amen. He want to pray with you. He want to stand in the gap, amen, as we pray unto the Lord today, amen. Pastor Tony, yes, sir, just before we go on into the call, sir, you were saying something, sir?
There's a verse that says the things that the enemy has intended for evil, mm-hmm. that God will turn around for good.
Amen, amen.
And so many times in life, you know, we're dealing with things and we kind of think like, Why me?
Mm-hmm.
Why mine?
Yes.
You know, why my family? Why my church?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, why am I the one going through this?
Mm.
And we have to remember that God is sovereign. And I know that's like a big fancy Christian word that we use sometimes.
Yes, sir.
But all that means is that, you know, God's in charge. God's in
Amen.
Control and
Amen.
Everything.
Amen.
And I know sometimes one of the hardest things that we have to do is let go and trust God.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want to, especially more so as a man, maybe, mm-hmm. if I could say that, and we want to control everything, mm-hmm. we want to run everything, we want to know everything.
Yes, sir.
And God just wants to remind us that
Amen.
He's the one in charge, He's the one in control. And no matter what's happening and going on, it may seem bad, but God can turn any one of those things around.
Amen.
And make it good. A lot of times we don't look for the blessing in anything. We kind of focus so much on the problem.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of miss the opportunities along the way.
Yes, sir.
Maybe to minister to somebody and to be able to help someone and help someone where they're at.
Mm. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Tony. Listen, you can reach us right here, 772-221-1100. Amen. This is a program, amen, a prayer program that you call in, amen, and just ask us to pray for you or pray with you, amen. The program, yes, it is a spirit and truth, amen, with Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. And we have one with us today, Pastor Tony, amen, from Christian Love Fellowship Church in Deerfield Beach, Florida. Listen, you are listening to the program, Spirit and Truth, on WCNO 89.9 FM. You can reach us right now, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Pastor Tony, as we sit in this chair, maybe there's somebody, amen, going through something right now, such as a situation in regards of a family situation. When I say family situation, a marital problem, Pastor Tony, sir, I just want you, sir, to pray, sir, for that person right now who may be experiencing marital problems, sir.
Father, right now, Lord God, we lift up, Father, every marriage to you, Father. Father, marriage is an institution, Father God, Lord, that has been founded by you, Lord God. Father, two people have come together, Lord God. They come together in the eyes of God, Lord God. And the Bible says that the two become one, Lord God. And I just pray right now, Lord God, that as people, Lord God, are finding their way in their marriages, Lord God, as people are dealing with things, Lord God, as people are dealing with financial situations in their marriages, Lord God, we just pray that that stress and that pressure, Lord God, be heaved back up onto you, Lord God. We just pray, Father God, Lord, if there's been trauma in a marriage, Lord God, we just pray, Father God, Lord, that couple, Lord God, just continue to unite and stand together, Lord God, and to continue to trust you, Lord God, and press into your presence, Father God, Lord. Father, we just pray, Lord God, that anything that the enemy is trying to do, Lord God, to get in, weasel his way into any marriage, Father God, Lord, we just pray, Father God, Lord, for your wisdom. We pray for your strength, Father God, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that people not turn to each other, Lord God, and point blame back and forth, Father God, Lord. I just pray, Lord God, that they realize that it's the enemy, Lord God, trying to bring division into their marriage, to bring division into their home, Lord God, trying to mess up their marriage, trying to mess up their family, Lord God, trying to mess up, Lord God, things that are going on and happening, Father God, Lord, in their lives, Lord. I just pray, Father God, Lord, that as you minister to these marriages, as you minister to these families, Lord God, that they draw closer to you, Father God, Lord. I pray that they learn to trust you more and more, Father God, Lord. I pray that they learn to hear your voice, Lord God, and understand, Father God, Lord. I pray, Father God, Lord, that you bring peace into their homes, Father God, Lord. I pray, Father, for resolution in marriages that are broken right now, Father God, Lord. Father God, Lord, they may seem like there's no hope, Father God, Lord, but in you there's always hope, Father God, Lord. It may seem like a situation that is beyond repair, Father God, Lord, but you can fix anything and you can repair anything, Father God, Lord. And we just pray right now. We thank you, Father God, Lord, that marriages are made whole right now, Lord God, that lives are being restored, Father God, Lord. That, Father God, Lord, that when you look, Father God, Lord, you don't see two, Lord God, but you see one, Father God, Lord, one united, Father God, Lord, in you, in your presence, Father God, Lord. And we just thank you, Father, and pray all this in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Pastor Tony. Listen, you're listening to the program, Spreading Through, Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. Amen. Our guest today is Pastor Anthony, Senior Pastor, Amen, of Christian Low Fellowship Church down there in Deerfield Beach. Listen, you can reach us 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Amen. We want to pray with you. We want to encourage you. Pastor Tony, man, listen, I'm telling you, the Lord is good. Amen. The Lord is worthy to be praised. I never thought that you and I would be in the studio on the radio. Amen. But God, amen. God is good. Yes, God is good. So, tell me something, Pastor Tony, as we wait for folks who might be afraid to call. Tell me something. What is the Lord saying to your heart right now? These days, Pastor Tony?
I think the main thing over this past year that God has really helped me with is just how to deal with grief and trauma and really learning how to trust Him. Because there's so many things. I've taken classes and counseling classes and learned a lot about grief and trauma. And there was a lot of things that no one ever told me. And the main thing that I've really learned over this past year is just really to lean into God and to lean into His presence. It's the things that we know, and it's just a lot of the times the things that we preach and teach even, but yet when it comes to us, a lot of times we're just like, man, I have to actually live this too. You know, you can't just talk about it. You can't just say it all the time. You know, you have to actually go through it and live it. You know?
Yes, yes.
It's I love encouraging someone else, but when you're the one that has to be encouraged, a lot of times you're just like, I'm good. I don't really want it right now.
Yes.
And even though we know we need it, and just dealing with grief and dealing with trauma in life, which a lot of people do, and a lot of people have to go through that at some point in their life. And it's just that really leaning into God and leaning into His presence, because that's where our help comes from. You know, because we were even in a situation where we really couldn't pray. Not that we didn't want to, not that we didn't desire to, but the grief was so great that we really just couldn't pray. We didn't know how to press in and to do that.
Yes.
And just to give a little context, because I'm talking about it, you know, our daughter last year in June of 2024 was, and our 3-month-old grandson were murdered by her her husband. And, you know, it just it threw tremendous grief into our life.
My Lord.
That we didn't want, of course, we weren't expecting, but yet we had to deal with these things. We had, and we're still going through it, and we'll be going through it for the rest of our lives.
Yes, yes.
But
yes.
as we go through it, it's just that, man, as you lean into God, it's just like, I can make it through today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Because a lot of people don't think they can make it through today.
Mm.
Even a lot of young people today, they don't think they can make it through today.
Yes, sir. Yes,
you know,
sir.
they life. A lot of people think life is so bad and life is so horrible and there is no tomorrow.
Mm.
But man, when we lean into God and we lean into His presence, it's like, man, you know what? I can make it through today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
I can make
sir.
It through today. Because a lot of people ask too, like, you know, how you doing? How you doing? All I know is I can make it through
yes,
today.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
That's all I can tell you. And
wow.
And with God's help and with God's presence, it does get a little easier each and every day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But it's just, it's learning. It was learning that over the past year. It's just
yes,
like,
sir.
Man, I really need to lean into God because I really can't do it on my own.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I really, really, truly can't.
Man, wow. You know something, Pastor Tony, I remember I got the phone call from you. And when I got the call from you, it was so devastating for and my family at the time. And still is, you know. And so when I see you, when I talk to you, I try not to really ask you because, you know, I don't know what to say, how to really ask you what going on, you know. But I know we were there, and right now I'm still there for you and the family and the church family, prayer and so on and so forth. But you know what it is to be a pastor, a father, and like you said, you lost your daughter and grandson and who we know well. And so you said that you to lean in. How
yes,
what's your name? Let's talk about that. Oh man, listen, this is part of the day. I know we had to pray, but Pastor Tony, just share, so you know, what you mean by leaning into God so folks could understand.
The ways that I have been leaning into God is through worship.
Mm.
Whether it just be listening to some worship or participating in, you know, with the worship, it's just allowing that word of God through those worship songs just to minister to you, and it helps you lean into that presence of God.
Yes, sir.
It's praying, whether you're praying or you're listening to somebody else praying even, it's leaning into that, leaning into that prayer, leaning into that word, leaning into that encouragement.
Yes, sir.
And you know, like you said too, a lot of people, most people even, don't have a clue what to say.
Mm.
And you're not alone.
Yes, sir.
No, you know, we've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have found that the best encouragement that I have received is people that go, I just want you to know there are no words, because there really aren't.
Yes.
But we love you. We're praying for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's a great encouragement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And again, all those things, every person that comes helps you lean in.
Yes, sir.
And you realize, you know, yeah, we need God. We understand that. We get that. You know, we're Christians. We understand what the Bible says, and we're leaning into God.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the people around us too.
Mm-hmm.
It's every group. You know, you have groups of pastor friends.
Mm-hmm.
You have your church folk. You have maybe the area where you live.
Yes.
Maybe if you're working the area where you work, and you have all these groups and all these people that are just kind of encouraging you.
Yes, sir.
Even if they don't know what to say, you know, they're rooting for you.
Amen.
And they want to see you do well.
Amen.
And all those things just kind of help you.
Yes.
Remind you, man, you know, God is real. You know, there is hope. And it just helps you to kind of lean in.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that phrase, lean in, because if you lean a little bit too far, you lose your balance.
Mm-hmm.
But when God's there,
Amen.
You never ever fall.
Amen. I love that.
You never
Amen.
Ever fall. You just don't fall.
Amen. Amen. Boy, I tell you, what a powerful testimony. Amen. Listen, you can call in right now. Amen. Amen. 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. You can call us right now, Pastor Tony. We'll pray for you. So, Pastor Tony, I'm telling you, man, this is so encouragement today. How could you pray for someone when you going through a situation? How could you teach or preach the word when you're going through a situation? Maybe there's somebody right now who listening to us right now. We have about a few more minutes before we get off the line. There's somebody right now who might be facing something, maybe like that or something like that, or, you know, just need for prayers, Pastor Tony. I just want you to pray for somebody who might have lost their loved one right now today.
Father, we just, Father, again, so humbly, Father God, Lord, so meek and mild, Father God, Lord, just come into your presence, Lord God. Ask you for peace, Father God, Lord. Father, anyone dealing with trauma, anyone dealing with grief, Father God, Lord, whether it had been a week, Father God, Lord, a year or 10 years, Father God, Lord, it's real. And we just pray, Father God, Lord, for your peace upon these lives, Lord mm-hmm. God. Father, your peace that goes beyond our understanding, Lord God, because there are moments and times in life when we don't understand, Lord God, and we don't get it, but we do trust you, Father God, Lord. And I just pray right now, Lord God, that you encourage anyone, Lord God, that's dealing with grief and trauma, Lord God, that you remind them, Lord God, Father, that they are worthy, Lord God, mm-hmm. that you are with them, Lord God, mm-hmm. that you, Father God, Lord, bring us hope and yes. peace, Lord God, that we need in our life, Lord God. Mm-hmm. Give us, Father God, Lord, just enough for today, and may we pray and ask you every day, Lord God, for your peace and your mercy and your grace, Lord God, in our lives, Father God, Lord. Anyone that's dealing with these things, Lord God, anyone that's going through these things, Father God, Lord, just continue to remind them, Lord yes. God, Father God, Lord, that you are sovereign. You are in control, Father God, mm-hmm. Lord. And Father, just pray, Lord God, help us, Father God, Lord, and give us, Father God, Lord, the strength and the faith that we need, Father God, Lord. Just like the man said, Lord God, when Jesus said you have to have faith, and he said, I do, I believe, Lord, but help my unbelief, Lord God. Father, just help us continue to remind us, Lord God, that you are in charge, you are in control, Lord God, and everything that we need, Lord God, come from above and it come from you, Father. And we just thank you in your name.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Tony. We got about one or two more minutes before we wrap it up, amen. So I tell you, man, what an awesome time. Since Kay, you hear the testimony, amen. I tell you, it's not easy, but the Lord, amen. So Pastor Tony, just before we go, sir, I want to say to you again, sir, thank you so much, sir, amen, for coming way up this area, almost an hour or
yes,
more,
sir.
Amen, just to
had,
be with
had
us.
Had a great time.
Amen. So we thank God for you and for your ministry. Please give our love to the wife and mom and dad and to the entire church family. So just in a nutshell, sir, what you would like to say, sir, but in a nutshell, but 1 minute or two, sir, before we wrap it up.
I just had a great time here mm-hmm. just chatting and hanging out and mm-hmm. talking about life, because life is real.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes life is great and good, and mm-hmm. sometimes it's not. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it doesn't mean that we're doing anything wrong. It doesn't mean that we're doing anything bad. It's just, mm-hmm. life happens sometimes, and we yeah. all need to deal with life and get through life.
Yes,
but the greatest part of all that is, you know, we do it together.
Amen.
And we do it with one another.
Amen. Amen. Man, listen, we would love to have you back. What about you come back?
Of course.
Amen. 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 We got one more minute. Listen, we are about to leave here right now. We want to thank our producer, amen, and the person of Lady Karen, amen. We want to thank the management and staff, amen, of this radio station, WCNO 89.9 FM. We thank you guys so much. God bless you guys. Amen. We want to send a shout out to the Word Church family, amen, down there, amen, 10120 South Federal Highway, Port St. Lucie. God bless you. Thank God for you guys. I want to send a shout out to my family in the studio with I and Brother Steve. We got 30 seconds. Pastor Tony, after we leave from here, so we go into the Word Church, amen, to do some training, sir.
Yes, amen. Leadership training. I'm excited.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Well, until we meet again, I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie from the Word Church. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in. Listen, never, ever be afraid. Amen. Listen, the Lord is waiting on you. God want to heal you. God want to deliver you. God want to protect you. Until we meet again, God bless you. Amen. Thank you for listening to us today. If you want to contact me, you can contact me at 662-655-9327, The Word Church. We are located 10120 South Flagler Highway, Port St. Lucie. Well, until we meet again, I'm Pastor Lawrence McKenzie. God bless you. Have a blessed day.